Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Back live, and we sound relaxed and rested, don't we?
I think we do.
Sure.
Ish.
Tammy Pescatelli, our old friend Tammy, will be here. She's going to be on the show with us Friday. She's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Nick's out and about. Where you at, Nick?
Yeah, Thursday, Tyler Walsh and I will be in Roca, Nebraska for this No Shave Nebraska banquet. Friday, The Other Side in Kearney, Nebraska, and Saturday at Barnato for the album release.
Push is going to, he's hosting a I Can't Shave benefit this
I
weekend.
I just don't have the need all that often.
Saturday, Barnato's, that's in Omaha and Village Point. And if you're familiar from this area, of course, if you're in the Omaha area, you are. Go see Nick. And the gang will be there. He starts at 5. Free show. You can do a set,
yes.
and you're releasing the CD.
Yeah.
Allen, Nick Alive.
Alive 22.
Alive 22, yeah.
A direct ripoff of Kiss.
Big Ten championship game will not be a factor?
No, I don't think so.
Not even for Iowa fans, right?
Who's that's the other,
Purdue,
who are
Purdue,
the teams
Purdue
in
it? Purdue and
the
Michigan.
Michigan. Big Ten West.
Well, that's a night, that's
Big
a night
Ten
game,
Big Ten West
isn't it?
Was a dumpster fire.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure when that is either. That was a dumpster fire.
I know Pac-12 is on Friday.
Right, they generally do that on a Friday, but I haven't had any interest in a Pac-12 championship game in some time.
Well, you want USC in the Final Four, don't you? I do, only because I don't want Ohio State sneaking their way through the back door. LSU lost, that screwed them over. So,
yeah, I really find it difficult to cheer for USC.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, you would because you're an Arizona State guy, so I can see that.
But, all right, you got.
But it sucks that you have to cheer for your conference to do well.
Well, I don't.
When it comes to recruiting and things like that?
I don't think so. Because you're that means the guy's going to choose USC over you.
Right.
So I never bought into that. Go ahead,
Bruce.
What were you saying?
Right.
You got Pac-12 championship game on Friday night, Utah-USC. Then you've got Big 12 at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, Kansas State-TCU.
Okay.
Some other... smaller in the MAC Sun Belt or early SEC championship. LSU Georgia is at 3 o'clock.
Got
our
LSU
time.
S in the bet against A&M. Oh my God! Yeah.
And then Big Ten championship and ACC championship at night on Saturday. Purdue, Michigan, Clemson, North Carolina.
Oh, Oregon should have been the Pac-12 North championship,
and they lost.
Oh man, I watched that collapse.
They. Oregon State scored 30 unanswered points.
I love when the one team wears the whole orange uniforms, one team's all green. That was pretty cool, you know.
The highlighter matchup.
The highlighter matchup, exactly.
They looked like if they put a green screen behind them, all those players would have disappeared.
Yeah, yep. Probably.
Because a lot of them were head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Gloves, sleeves,
yep.
Leggings.
And the shoes. They don't disappear, though, so they would have seen them on the field. So.
But I think they had to adjust.
It would have just been bad for TV.
TV had to adjust their filter
a
little
bit. They can't see
because
you better win.
The field was a totally unnatural color. And everything seemed a little bit off. Because I think they had, because of the green, because of the excess green and the graphics they want to put on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the line to gain or whatever they put on the screen, that they had to readjust a little bit.
I thought it was funny. If I was watching that game, apparently the stadium in Corvallis is under construction. They're doing renovations.
They're building more stuff.
Oh, so, all the fans had to sit on one side of the stadium.
Really? During the game?
Yeah. Yeah, like one whole half of the stadium was unavailable.
Is that still counting the sellout streak?
I don't know.
I count it.
Yeah, I don't know.
If those tickets are sold.
But it was only like 28,000 or something. Yeah. But everybody was on one side of the side of the stadium the cameras were facing was where all the people were sitting. If you occasionally caught the other angle, you'd see the whole other side of the stadium was just empty.
Were they still working? Because trucks of guys up there and stuff like that.
I don't think
they were
working during the game, but... There is currently construction, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That's a dumpy old stadium.
Well,
yeah,
apparently it's going to be less
they're
dumpy.
They're putting a bunch of money into it. Yeah, I saw that. Riley's a big part of that. Yeah.
Good coach.
Sorry.
He's a good coach.
They need to just blow that place up.
Well, they're obviously building it up, man.
Yeah, but you've seen these stadiums that are polished turds, and they never turn out very nice. You got one down in Lincoln.
Oh, that's a polished turd.
That place is a dump.
Yep.
Sun Devil's a dump.
Yep.
They polished that
turd.
Oh,
that's a total turd, too.
They put in a few more beer stands and a few more bathrooms and took some seats out because they're not necessary.
By the way, has anybody ever polished a turd?
I bet.
That's one of those sayings that we all say. We never ask where it came from. So, Puss, Google.
Who polishes turds?
Who polishes turds? First of all, they're mushy, so it'd be tough.
Yeah. Very tough.
You have to shellack the turd first, and then you polish it.
Yeah. I'm thinking that may be born from the idea that it's a dumb idea.
I don't know, man.
See?
I just don't.
Why would you polish a turd?
That's why we always say it. That might be a two, Puss.
And it's ironic.
You never hear shellack the turd.
No. Well, let's start with that, too. Before you can polish a turd, you got to shellack it.
And bronze it.
Well, it's the old pig lipstick, too. You could use that analogy. Nobody probably does that.
No.
Put lipstick on a pig?
Yeah.
Make it look better?
That's
a bestiality. There are more people who have put lipstick on a pig than have polished a turd.
You ever put lipstick on a goat?
Yeah.
Yep.
What about a wig?
Yeah. You ever put a wig? That's like putting a wig on a goat. I'm going to just change these up now. I'm going to look at you. Yeah, why are they putting a wig on that goat?
It's a hot goat.
Yeah, that Oregon State Stadium was built in 1953.
Yeah.
And I was there when I worked in Portland. Yep. It was a dump then.
Yeah. Why are they polishing that turd? Polishing a turd.
Putting lipstick on a turd.
That's what we should use.
Yep.
According to the link that came up when I Googled this, so extensive research.
Yeah. Polish that pig. Well, we've all done that.
Yeah. First citation in the Oxford English Dictionary, listen, you can't polish a turd, comes from Jeffrey Stokes' 1976 book, Star-Making Machinery Inside the Business of Rock and Roll.
Oh, cool. 76. Okay. So
yeah. It's only about 50 years we've been throwing that one around.
All right. That's weird. That means when I was like, a toddler, I didn't say polishing a turd.
No. You had no idea what was in store.
No idea that was going to come around the corner. We'd all be saying that.
No, would have been cool if we'd invented that saying, too.
It would have been,
I don't know that he gets much credit for it.
We invent a lot of words on this show.
Does he get royalties for that? Since we had a big turd polishing discussion?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And everybody uses it.
Yeah, I hear it a lot.
Yeah,
lipstick on a pig came from a bestiality situation.
Had to.
And we don't really talk about. Well, Puss does, but we told him to shut up. Still illegal. Still illegal.
But did you see the lipstick?
Don't bang pigs, kids. That's what we say when Puss starts talking.
You know what I say? Choose your friends better. Learn from my mistakes,
don't
kids.
Don't polish this turd.
I like that the friends you choose are the mistakes and not all the bestiality.
Right. Blame it.
You mean the friends pointing it out to
people you hang out with.
I need different friends.
They won't call me out for this. Yeah.
Real friends support your bad decisions sometimes.
To a point. One goat, maybe.
You have to recognize them as bad decisions.
Oh, man.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, so yeah, polishing that turd.
Great. I do like the soccer t-shirts, although they bastardized them a little bit. Because I saw one the
USA
the coach
one.
Was wearing. It just said States.
Oh, that's cool.
As in, we're really not United.
Oh, I like. You're reading into it.
I read that into it. But now they have some that say it says States, but then it's got the USA logo underneath.
Okay.
So that implies we're United, and we're not.
No.
I want one that just says States.
I like that.
Yeah. Without the USA logo on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at one right here on their on the USMNT website.
They probably didn't mean it that way, but you read into it that way, probably, yeah.
Oh, it's Nike.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty hip.
Nike, they're pretty socially conscious.
Right. But you know what?
Yeah, especially when they're paying 8-year-olds and a handful of coins.
Sure.
Well, we're not United, but you know what? We're not United when it comes to people on the ground. There's plenty of liberals that live in red states. You're looking at a bunch, these cities. And there's conservatives that live in the big cities, too. So, you know, I hate when they have to try to divide everybody. That way it sucks, you know?
All right, here you go, Todd. Here's a black Nike baseball jersey that sold through the soccer website, which I don't understand, but it's a baseball jersey, and it just says States across the front in big white letters.
I think that's pretty cool, actually.
And it's only $60, which is actually kind of affordable for a baseball jersey.
So it's a button-up baseball jersey, just States. Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And the piping around the buttons is like one side's blue, one side's red.
If it's a baseball jersey, you could wipe your ass with it.
Well, and it's black, so it wouldn't be as easy to see.
Yeah, but
you know?
Unless you're eating Pepto.
Still, black on black, it'll blend.
Yeah, it's brown on black. You're going to see it. Eat some Pepto, you wouldn't see it. You wipe your ass.
Yeah, it's store.ussoccer.com, Todd.
No, just t-shirts?
Oh, I think there was some
I don't wear a lot of jerseys anymore.
Yeah.
Not even while I'm watching the game.
They're hot.
Yeah, there's like a football jersey style one, too, but it's like navy blue.
Oh, Michael writes us that Mythbusters have polished an elephant turd.
Of course they did.
Huh.
But you're right.
Did it work?
It would be mushy.
You got to
shellack
it first.
That turd first, man.
Unless it's like fossilized.
Oh, that
but
could
even
be.
That, it could be crispy. It could be crispy.
Yeah, but then it would
still crack. Don't you think you're polishing?
Don't you think it would just crumble?
Yeah. I'm thinking you got to polish. Listen, when the dog... well, polish your own turd, but I usually don't pick mine up in the yard.
No,
so.
It's got to be your turd.
Grab your dog's turd, throw some shellac on that bear. You can polish that turd. And then when somebody walks into the house, you go, what are you doing? Polishing a turd. It'd be just a great bear.
Apparently you can do this.
Yeah. It'd just be a great fun prank to play on somebody.
I guess I have
what
a hobby
doing?
Now.
Sure. Polishing a turd, man.
Apparently there was a whole episode dedicated to polishing a turd.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
What do those guys do now?
Who?
The Mythbusters.
Well, one of them's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought they lost
him. Or is that a myth?
Right. Is he dead?
Did one of them die?
Okay. I think so.
Yeah, Mythbusters' death. Uh-oh.
So why they try... to see if you can polish a turd.
Yeah.
I got it.
Because of the phrase.
How big's an elephant turd?
Huge.
Oh, yeah. There was the...
I just like that exchange for no reason. You're right, Nick. Yeah. It probably is.
Yeah, they'd be easy to scout.
Right.
One of the younger guys, Grant Imahara. I remember his. I recognize this guy.
How do you die, man?
Polishing
an elephant turd.
Right. Oh, the buffer got him.
Brain aneurysm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, no, I think
now we're thinking about that all day.
Well, aneurysms don't help my anxiety.
No.
I'd forgotten about them.
I know.
And I was like, that's right. Up. It could just get you out of nowhere. Everything's fine. And then,
oh, man, Nick. I blame Push for that.
You asked.
I know I did, but if you saw that was the answer, you shouldn't have told us.
Yeah. Really, it's my fault. Right? It's my fault. I thought there was another one of them that... she was the one that was killed in like the land speed thing, wasn't she on Mythbusters too?
Was she on that? Okay.
I don't think she was like an original cast member.
No, she came on later. But I think that documentary that they were filming when she died is on HBO Max now.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure I saw it.
And it was tragic.
Jessie Combs.
Because she's hot.
Yeah.
36.
Yeah, I think the car started rolling, right, on the soft flats?
Yeah, yeah. She was doing like 4,000 miles an hour, and, you know, the one little wiggle just...
That will be a record, 4,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's very fast.
She beat the record by a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. She got the record. It's just the stopping part was an issue.
Now I got a headache, Nick. I do have a headache right this now. Also, I got a headache,
That's probably means you don't have any aneurysm.
No, it probably means I drank alcohol for 5 straight days.
I could do it.
That could probably be, it could be part of it, you know.
Yeah, I might have had too much to drink over the holidays. I went to tell my daughter something.
And that could be said of
me. You told me that.
On any given day.
What, Todd?
5 straight days. You could say that about me on any given day. At least.
You've been drinking 5 straight days, Todd. Yeah. You just start counting again after 5 days.
Yeah, I found that especially if I'm drinking and hitting the pin, I tend to repeat stuff.
Oh, really?
But I also can juggle, you know, only a handful of thoughts at a time.
Well, I get blamed for saying the same thing over again when I hear somebody else sitting. We talk about this all the time. Is it my wife and my son were talking, but I'm watching TV, so they're actually talking. So I'm not listening to them because they're talking. I'm not paying attention to what they're saying. Then I'll say something out loud. And they go, "We just said that." I said, "Well, I wasn't involved in your conversation."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you, but I'm not listening to you.
I don't get that. It's a guy thing, I guess.
Have you ever gotten we're having this conversation that you try to join in? You're like, "Well, don't I live here too?" There's just some exclusive conversations.
Right. And it's out loud.
Yeah.
Thinking, what are you talking about? Nothing. You're not talking about me. You wouldn't be doing right in my room. They could be talking about me in front of me. I wouldn't hear them, but they're not. They're not.
Huh?
I live here, right?
Yeah.
They probably felt like you didn't want to participate. And a lot of times I don't.
Yeah. They're right most of the time.
Yeah. If I'm watching the TV, I'm watching TV.
Right.
You can talk amongst yourselves.
I'm over here polishing a turd.
Yeah. I'll get that from my wife and daughter sometimes. I'll try to join in a conversation. They're like, "Well, this is just us." I'm like, "What am I, in high school again?" Like, "You're my wife. You're my daughter. I can't talk to you guys? What the hell?
Get out of here, nerd. We're talking."
Right. My daughter was in town for 2-3 days this weekend. That conversation. Dad. Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to be involved.
Yeah. Don't you need to go put your band uniform on, nerd?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had sex with your mom and you came out, but I can't join the conversation, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Can you just shut up?
Sometimes when they do let you in the conversation, like, sorry. I guess I didn't want to be in this.
That's why.
Yeah.
You just shut up and pay the bills and go away.
No, they wouldn't even say that. That'd be an acknowledgement.
I know.
Of paying the bills. And you put that, you get the acknowledgement, that's even worse. I'll be over here polishing this turd. Chill out. We have Tammy Pescatelli in the studio Friday. She's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
When is Fortune Feimster calling?
Fortune is calling tomorrow.
Okay. What's she got?
She has got a new Netflix special out, I believe.
Okay.
And then Paul Mercurio on Wednesday and Craig Peters on Wednesday.
Paul's at the Funny Bone in Des Moines, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. We catch a little bit of Western Iowa there.
So he lucked out, too, because I was sitting at home for the Big 12 to Big 10 championship game. So Des Moines.
Mm-hmm. And Iowa State's not in the Big 12.
No, they lost two for that matter.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Jason Regan on Thursday.
Oh, Regan's coming in Thursday?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Is Walsh coming in tomorrow? Is he? Well, you saw him this weekend, so were you kissing him? You okay?
Oh, yeah, no more than usual.
He's obviously tested negative, right?
I haven't been in contact with him. I was going to text him today.
Oh, he was quarantined.
Yeah, I saw him at Reddit. We rode separate.
Okay. Well, we have a room here we all sit in, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm confident he's a responsible guy.
He is, but, you know.
And wouldn't go out in public, knowing he had the COVID. Did he test positive for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that morning he was supposed to be here last Monday.
And he was just going nuts in his, I think he was, like, casting in his apartment. He was doing all kinds of weird videos.
Yeah. Oh. Foraging for beef sticks.
He was just stuck in his
apartment. Finding the same 3 pieces of metal that he planted.
Looking for meteorites in the house.
Yeah.
I felt that way after the 3rd day. I mean, I sat around and didn't leave the house Thanksgiving Day, Friday and Saturday. Didn't leave the house at all, except for walking the dog once. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, I did this for a year. Ah, that was horrible.
And now you're doing it by choice.
Yeah, I did it for 3 days. I'm thinking, this sucks, man. Well, the first 2 days are okay.
I didn't leave the house yesterday. It was the best.
Yeah.
So he's like, is that all the bread we have? I'm like, guess so.
All right. All right. So get vaccinated. Get vaccinated.
Yeah.
So we don't ever have to do that again.
Or get boosted.
And get boosted.
Yeah, whatever you need. Just go. Yeah. Just go. Right. Flu shots, too. Go get your flu shots, too.
All right. And polish that turd when you get a chance. All right. Tell us how that works. Somebody else do it for us.
Because apparently it can be done. According to MythBusters.
Well, you got to shellac it first, though, right?
Yeah, I got to watch the whole episode.
Elephant turds must be really hard.
Now I'm intrigued.
I think if you use any sort of power tool for that, it's going to get messy.
Yeah, I don't think you're buffing that big turd.
No.
No, I think you're doing it by hand.
Yeah.
But even then, it's going to break up.
Well, we'll find out.
I think elephant turd.
No, we won't.
I got to look at this.
Yeah, it would be tough.
I think you shellac the turd first.
Well, elephant turds, you could probably use like a floor buffer on that.
Oh, which one? Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Or I might just watch the Olivia Rodrigo video again.
Yeah, but the floor buffer thing would end up looking like when the Roomba hits the dog poop and just takes it everywhere.
She covers your sovane very well.
And she's a hot piece of ass.
There's that too.
And she's 19, so we can say that.
Wrap it up.
We're back. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.